Restoring My Soul, Friday the 14th of November. The Need to Abide in God. A son of God has received the Spirit in a first fruits measure and has been born as a new creation by the seed of the divine nature ministered from Christ, the sheaf of first fruits. Nominating this point on the pathway of salvation, Paul wrote, "Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ through new birth, he is not his. Although they are an individual son of God, they belong to Christ, the sheaf of first fruits." At the conclusion of his offering and suffering journey, the Son confessed to the Father, "Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, who dwells in Mount Zion." The believer is brought by Christ to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the Father, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. God abides in them and they belong to him. However, this tremendous birthright is insufficient for salvation. The believer must abide in God to obtain the blessing of the adoption. The Apostle Peter highlighted these two fundamental implications of the gospel in his second epistle. First, he celebrated God's initiative towards us, writing, "His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises." Peter then explained that a believer receives everything that pertains to life and godliness, so that they may be partakers of, or participants in, the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verses 8 and 9, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 and 23, 1 John chapter 4 verses 13 to 16 and 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. For further study, 2 Peter chapter 1.